Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about books we'd like to recommend.
And we have a very special guest with us today. She is our newest member of the librarian team. Her name is Kathy, but she's not to be confused with our other Kathy on the show. So Kathy is our newest marketing librarian, and she is bringing a stranger in the house, but we're talking about a book and not a person.
Yes. And nice to meet all of you. I am the new marketing librarian, not to be confused with the other Kathy T, because I am also Kathy T.
Yes. One is a teen and one is an adult.
Yes, one is a teen and one is an adult. And yes, I brought in a stranger in the house, a book, a novel, not a real stranger, by Sherry LaPena.
All right. And it looks like it is a mystery slash thriller, maybe?
Yes, it is a mystery slash thriller. So yeah, I was definitely a little bit worried about reviewing something because I feel like when it's mystery, you don't want to give it away. You don't want to give too much away because that's the whole point of, you know, mystery and thriller is reading through it and finding the ultimate, getting to the ultimate ending. So I'm going to try my best to not give anything away.
Are you normally a mystery thriller type reader? Is that something that you pick up often?
That's really actually all I read.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of interesting because I really like to watch fantasy movies, science fiction movies, but I've noticed that I really only would pick up mystery books that have some involvement of some detective work and crime, true crime type, but, you know, in a fiction form. And so, yes, I love to watch fantasy, but I realized that I wouldn't really go towards that when it came to actually reading books and just kind of stick to this genre.
Do you think some of it's because fantasy books tend to be so long?
I think so. So it's funny because, and please don't hate me for this, but I love Harry Potter, the movies. I have never read the books.
That's very fair. It's a large undertaking.
Yes.
Especially by the time you get to the seventh.
Yes. And there's people that are just like, what? That's crazy. And I'm a huge fan, but it's just, the books always just seem so big. So I was so big, so long. So I was like, you know what? And I would just kind of steer clear from them. And then I see mystery books. They look a little smaller. And I'm the person that whenever I pick up a book, I like to get through it quickly because I instantly want to get to the end. So I feel like
you want to know the mystery.
Yes, exactly. So I want to unravel the mystery. So I feel like with bigger books, I would tend to just steer clear because I'm just like, man, I'm just going to get frustrated and want to push through to the end. So
I understand you. I feel I'm going to put myself on the chopping block here too. I really like the Lord of the Rings movies. I have not read a single Lord of the Rings book because every time I start, does he have a lot of words.
Actually, I have to admit, so that's one of my favorite series, but when I first picked it up, somebody told me, just make it through the first half of the first book.
And then it's so long, though.
And that's a lot. It's a huge commitment. But once you get past the first half of the first book, then the plot really takes off.
I will say the furthest I got was one of the BBC like cast readings of it. Made it a little easier, but yeah, no, I got about 100 pages in and I was just like, wow, walking is fun, I guess. But yes, your book. I'm sorry. Yes,
but we digress. So how about you give us like the broad brush strokes of like the setting, some of the central characters, the mystery a little?
Of course. Okay, so there are three main characters which the book focuses on. And Karen and Tom, they are a married couple. Bridget, which is a neighbor and best friend to Karen. And then there are a few other detectives involved in the storyline as well that stay. They're pretty active from the beginning of the story all the way into the end. Obviously, it's a mystery. Mm-hmm. And the setting is based in New York, which I thought was really interesting because it focuses on this couple, Karen and Tom, who are married and they live this relatively good life. They live in upstate New York in the nice suburbs. They describe their house as being a very handsome house. So they're a wealthy couple. And basically, there has been a crime. And it seems to have involvement with somebody in this couple. It's linking back to Karen, the wife. And so the interesting part is, okay, you know, they're very high class people. How could they be involved in this murder? And so little by little, the story starts unraveling in that way. I always like to compare things to, I wonder if this has ever happened in real life. So I feel like it was interesting for me to think, you know, how many, you know, very upscale families have ever been involved in scandals and murders that have maybe been quite hush-hush. And so I love to think and compare in that way. And so that's a little bit about the setting, which I found very interesting.
was the book. It's really hard to tell sometimes with thrillers, especially now that they're so popular. Did it err towards the more like detective work side of it, or was it kind of like a more, I don't know, not like
the psychology behind it?
Definitely more towards detective work.
Okay.
And so I feel like that's what drew me closer to, whenever I read about it, it's what drew me into the plot, into the story, because I do have a criminal justice background. So it was something that I kind of obsessed over. And so anything that has to do with detective work and fingerprinting and solving a crime, I love. And then also just the fact that it had this like super scandalous story behind it, which we can talk a little bit about, just made it all the more interesting.
So I'm guessing there were multiple detectives involved in the story. Was there like a central one that you were following through the investigation?
So there are two main detectives, but there is one who is the one who becomes very involved in this case. And it's interesting because it's basically 50-50. Half of the story is following the perspectives of Karen and Tom and what happened in this crime. So the book, and this is in the summary too, so this isn't anything that I'm giving away. Karen, the wife of Tom, has had an accident. Mm. And Tom gets home from work and he gets the phone call saying, you know, hey, your wife is in the hospital. Can you come over here? And so he makes it to the hospital, and come to find out, she has no recollection of what happened. She was in a car accident. She crashed into a pole, and in a very, what is described as a rundown area of New York. So that is why I think the importance of Sherry mentioning in the story that they were very upscale people, because it almost, you know, it makes you ask, okay, what was Karen, a person, you know, of high class like Karen, doing in that area of New York? So that already starts that kind of like speculation there. She has also experienced the memory loss. And so she doesn't understand what she was doing there. She doesn't understand the why. And then later on, come to find out that there was a murder in the area on that exact same time that Karen was in the area. Mm-hmm. And so that's where this entire detective work comes into play of, was she involved? Was she not involved? And as you go through the story, you come to find out that there's involvement on all levels in all areas without giving away a lot of things. But the story is so interesting because, you know, it brings out a lot of the past of the characters, which it almost goes backwards. Instead of talking about the past in the beginning and working towards future events, it starts in the future event and kind of slowly starts unraveling things of the past, which is just, I love that, just because it almost feels like you're a part of like solving the case yourself.
Yeah. Does it ever give you the idea, like some mystery books do, that you're like switching from who you think it is, like person to person, every time like a new detail is revealed? You're like, wait a second, so it's not Karen, it's Tom, or it's not Tom, it's blah, blah, blah.
This is absolutely one of those books, and you get to a point where I feel like, well, I personally felt like, you're just confused. You just...
Who did it?
Who done it at this point? And it involves, you know, for those that like, for like, I guess, kind of scandalous action, like it involvement of affairs and involvement... How would I describe this?
Like underhanded deals, maybe?
Underhanded deals. But also just, if I could just say like, and I'm the type of person that, even with movies, with books, I like to come to a conclusion and I like to figure out the ending before I even get there. Mm-hmm. This is not one of those books. And the end is one of those that just like leaves you absolutely shocked because you don't expect any of it, really.
Did the ending make sense, though, even if it was that much of a shocker? Like, did you kind of go back and review the evidence that you were given throughout the story and kind of feel like, hey, that does make sense, I just didn't see it?
Yeah, it 100% makes sense, which is why I feel like she is just a great writer, because even whenever I've gone back and have just read through and just said like, okay, there's got to be some kind of like slip up where something was said in the book that would just been like, okay, that doesn't correlate with the ending. But she does really well in writing everything to whenever you go back and reread it. As I'm rereading it, I'm just like, oh, this is a sign, kind of like pinpointing to this that I then figured out once I actually finally got through the book. And so it's almost like, just like a detective, she went through, solved a crime, and then went through all of her, traced back her own writing steps to make sure that she had everything in line. So
that's always my favorite, when you see a clue in the beginning that you didn't know was a clue and you're just like, secrets, they were hidden everywhere.
Exactly. And it's just like interesting to me because I think like, okay, these authors, why aren't they detectives? Because it's like they write up these amazing storylines And the way that they discover these amazing clues, and I'm just like, that is actually very possible in in real life. And yeah, just so very cool.
I have to ask you this, and I know it's goofy, but I can't resist. Was Karen in the story, like your typical Karen?
Was she a Karen?
Speak to your manager kind of sort?
Kind of, yes. It even describes her as she was like the type of person to not go past the speed limit. She was the type of person that would never pass up a red light. She was like perfect, prim, and proper.
Okay.
She also sometimes showed some annoyance towards her neighbors, but was still very like, hi, sure, come on in, you know, but really it's just like you're talking behind their back. So it does give me very much Karen vibe.
Just as a goody two shoes, those first two things are just following the law.
Yeah, okay, she was a law abiding citizen.
But seriously though, if it doesn't give anything away, how was the guy murdered at the beginning of the story?
So he was shot multiple times. So he was shot in the chest and he was also shot in the face.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
So it was a pretty brutal, murder, and it was facing forward. So that usually, you know, like in any kind of crime, if somebody is shot facing forward, you know, it's like this was, you know,
confrontation.
There could have been a friend, a family member, somebody that you probably like know them and were having a conversation with.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, it was basically an execution style murder.
It's weird that even in a book about murder, being shot in the face is just like so not uncommon, but like it's even worse than just being shot. Everyone just has it on media like, oh no, that's so wrong though. Like even more wrong than killing someone.
Yeah, well, there's, you know, and if you look back at crimes, whenever people are shot in the face, it's usually like once they go back and like really dig into what had happened and, you know, whoever actually committed the murders discovered it, usually there was usually some serious hate involved, or some serious revenge involved, which is why I think it was really cool that the author like specifically did that, because it shows like, you know, really in real life crime. So whenever somebody's shot in the face, they usually go back and it's, you know, it was like a seriously vengeful moment. And so it just kind of goes to show that in this murder, somebody really hated this guy, and you want to know why, and you want to know who did it, and you want to know if Karen and Tom and the neighborhood people were actually involved and why they would be involved.
Was Tom a very sympathetic character?
Tom was an interesting character because at first, you know, you want to sympathize with him because it seems like, you know, okay, like his wife is being accused of a murder, his world is going downhill. And then in the book, there becomes this turn where, like almost instantly, like from one page to another, no spoilers, to where you kind of hate Tom.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And so he does something or says something or something is revealed that makes you go, wait a second, Tom, you're a liar.
Oh, yes. And so that's whenever, I think it's whenever that happened that it was like, I'm confused. And so it's like, you know, I had the whole book played out in my head like, oh, yeah, like she totally did this. This and this is what happened. And that's the end of the story. I'm just going to keep reading, even though I've already figured out the crime. And so then that happens. And it's like, what is going on? I hate Tom. And I'm sympathizing with Karen. And I know absolutely, I don't know who done it. And so, yeah, it's really interesting the way Tom's character is portrayed, because there's a lot of back and forth. You sympathize with him because, you know, his wife is being accused of a murder.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, you hate him because of some of his actions. But then it's like a real life, you know, like a person in real life, you begin to sympathize again because it's just kind of like, well, the situation that they were put in, you know, what would I do in this situation? Mm-hmm. And so it really does come down, I feel like, just with any kind of like mystery in general, or even just crimes, people are always going to have their own opinions of what they sympathize to or what they feel like is appropriate to do and what is not appropriate to do. And so it really comes down to understanding. I feel like it's also like once people read the book and you're able to talk about it, it's just like, you know, I've heard people say like, oh, this action was totally justifiable and this action was totally not. So I feel like that's something that's also very interesting about mystery, because everybody's going to have, you know, different opinions as to what's okay
or
in
the
crime
was
and what
like
is not.
Bad or not. What kind of reader would you recommend this for? I'm assuming mystery readers in general. But
yeah, definitely
else?
Mystery readers, but also just people who just love downright scandalous stories. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so people who just love scandalous stories. Like, I have a lot of friends who enjoy, you know, those Netflix shows like Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, that are just full of, you know, the romance and the affairs and the secrets. And that's exactly what this book is. Plus the added benefit of those crime lovers the fingerprinting, you know, the finding the murder weapons, cracking a case. Mm-hmm. And so it's almost like if you love NCIS, you will probably love this book. If you love Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder, you will probably love this book.
How did you discover this book?
So, quite funny. What I usually do whenever I want to find a book is I'll literally just go to Amazon or Target. I'll look up mystery and I'll see what people are just commenting on as, hey, this book was really good. And I would just kind of go for it. And I had never read any of her books. So this was the first one that I picked up and I finished it in about 2 days. So wow. I really couldn't put it down. And it's just constant action. It's definitely not a book that it's like, okay, it's getting a little bit dull. No, this is definitely one of those books that there's constantly something going on and constantly a new question, constant cliffhanger. So you really can't put it down. And those are the kind of books that I love.
Yeah.
And I've actually started another one of her books just because I really liked her writing. I really liked her storyline. And so that's specifically what she writes. Mystery, thriller, but it seems like she also likes to throw in that kind of like scandalous romance into her stories, which I have found that I really like. And so I started another one of her books as well, which is also another one that has just been amazing and great, constant cliffhanger. So maybe I'll have to review that one. Review that one next.
So for this book in general, just because there is such a wide range for mystery and thriller, I know you did mention an execution style murder. On the level of like violence, because I know it can really range for mystery.
And not just violence, like your other gritty components, like language and explicit scenes and overall.
Yeah. Where does this lie on the spectrum from, I guess, like the cat solved the murder all the way to like pretty aggressively violent mysteries?
Yeah, I definitely would say that this is more of an adult content book, just because it does, you know, describe, aside from the execution murder, it does have language. It does get a little bit into detail of, you know, the crime and how the crime was committed. But then it also does get into
spicy details about
about bedroom behavior.
Yes, it does get into spicy details about bedroom behavior on multiple occasions.
Okay, it's my new favorite phrase.
Yes. So, for those people out there that like spicy bedroom behavior scandals, this is a book for you, because it is actually one of the main focuses of the book.
Ooh, if that doesn't entice our readers, I don't know what
will. Yes, so it is actually a big and huge part of what this book is. So definitely for adults, I would not play this. If you get the audiobook version, I would not have this
played in public.
Not playing in public, but also not around chirons.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Fair. And there's just something so much more shocking about hearing it as opposed to reading
it. Oh, yeah. I feel like I could probably work my way through like a romance novel reading it, but like listening to it, I'd be like, oh my god, everyone knows that like this person. I guess because it feels too like intimate, like someone is like trying to seduce you, but it's literally just your cell phone with an audiobook on it.
Absolutely. And it's funny because seduction is huge in this book. And so a lot of the writing is very seductive style.
You
so
just don't want to listen to a person whisper
not
that.
Not only listen to, but you also probably don't want to read certain chapters in person because you're just like, wow, I just feel dirty reading this around people.
I feel like a bad person.
I'm
they can
a bad
see
person.
Me.
Yes.
All right. That's all the questions I can think of.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for bringing us a mystery book. We haven't had one of those reviewed in a while.
Not in a while, but it's nice.
Yes, definitely.
Popular series. Not series, but genre.
Yes. And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.
Bye.